welcome to another week of Sweet Sports Talk with your host, Brian Sweet. And this week, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs, which start tomorrow on Saturday, and which matchups I think you should watch in each of the conferences. Let's start off with the Western Conference and the two matchups I think you should watch. The first one is a rematch of last year's first round matchup of the LA Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. This is going to be a really good matchup because Luka really wants his revenge against the Clippers after losing in the first round in the Orlando bubble last year. Now, this is a different Clippers team than they had last year. They lost Montrezl Harrell, and they also lost Rajon Rondo, which were two big players that really helped them in the Mavericks series. What's going to be different about the series for the Mavericks this year is that they got Kristaps Porzingis back, and that was the one main person they missed in last year's matchup. It killed them when Ivan Zubac was able to rebound almost every basket because they had no one tall underneath the basket grabbing offensive rebounds. Now, what's going to be key in this matchup is Luka's got to keep his cool. I'm suspecting Tyronn Lue, the head coach of the Clippers, is going to put Patrick Beverley on him. Now, Patrick Beverley's a smaller guard, but what a lot of teams hate about Patrick Beverley is he can get under players' skin with his taunting and all the chit-chat he brings. If I were Rick Carlisle, since he has that psychology major, I would talk to Luka about ways to just zone out against him, so that way he can zone out the noise and focus on playing basketball. Because this year, it's shown that Luka really has had a temper and is easily angered. And the last thing I'm very concerned about for the Mavericks is their support players around Luka. Now, if you watch the second half of this year's NBA season, you saw that Luka was carrying most of the scoring load when Kristaps Porzingis was out of the lineup, and for most of the games, you would see Luka would have like 30-something points a game when his support staff would have like around 10 points a game. They've got to step it up in the series. Luka can't carry the team all the way to the NBA Finals and win this by himself. Tim Hardaway Jr.'s got to step up. Dorian Finney-Smith's got to step up. Dwight Powell, Maxine Kleba, the whole crew does. And my prediction is the Mavericks will win in six, and that's because of the new players that the Mavs have, and Kristaps Porzingis is healthy and ready to go for tomorrow's game and for the series. The second series I want to talk about is the Phoenix Suns versus the Los Angeles Lakers, which will be the second best matchup in the Western Conference playoffs this year. The Phoenix Suns had an amazing year of new records and new personal best set by making the playoffs and being the number two seed. They are going up against the defending NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers in the first round, which I think the Lakers will take in five, mostly because the Phoenix Suns are so young and inexperienced in the playoffs that I think, you know, it'll take a year or two for them to get really good veteran players that can lead them into the playoffs than what they have right now. The Lakers have their entire team healthy, and they've added some new pieces like Andre Drummond, Montrezl Harrell. Those are the two main matchups in the Western Conference that you should really focus in on. Now for the Eastern Conference, which will be a very interesting Eastern Conference this year for the playoffs. For the first matchup in the Eastern Conference, we have the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. This will be Steve Nash's first playoffs as a head coach in the NBA. He has a very stacked team, and I mean very stacked team. He's got James Harden, he's got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Jordan. I mean, this is like the dream team that a rookie head coach would want going into his first playoffs matchup as a head coach. Now, on the other side, we got the Boston Celtics. They've been here before in the playoffs. They got solid veterans that are gonna really help out make this a series and push Steve Nash to be the best head coach possibly in this playoffs. And I think the Brooklyn Nets will win in six, but that's because the Boston Celtics will push the Brooklyn Nets to the brink. But with the skilled players that the Brooklyn Nets have and Steve Nash as the head coach, I think they'll pull this series out. Very interesting matchup because Mike Budenholzer is on the hot seat. If he does not get this Bucks team to the Eastern Conference Finals, he's out in Milwaukee. And Giannis is going to have a new coach next year. But with Giannis, Brooke Lopez, Dave DiVincenzo, and other skilled players for the Milwaukee Bucks, they'll easily take care of the Miami Heat, I believe. I think the Bucks will win it in five. I think the Heat will steal one game in Miami just because of how good they play at home. But the Milwaukee Bucks are still too tough to, you know, lose in the first round of the NBA playoffs. So that'll be a very quick series. But it's one to watch because if the Bucks do get upset, the head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks is gone. There's no other way to put it. He has the roster to possibly win it all this year. That's it for this week of Sweet Sports Talk. Come back next week and we'll talk more about the NBA playoffs.